It was simply the way it was in Portugal. Another morning dawning so brilliantly. Dappled sunbeams reflected off the Atlantic Ocean. The surf pounded along a long, sweeping beach. So this was a Portuguese December, Crystal Walters thought. It was so different from the cold weather battering her hometown of Newport, Rhode Island. Here in Portugal, the sun never stopped shining. She shaded her eyes, admiring the shimmering turquoise water. Feet snug in booties and reef socks, she wiggled her toes in the golden sand. Hooray! Her anticipation grew with each breath of brisk, salty air. After a grueling year-long championship tour, the World Surf League ranked her as one of the top 17 women surfers in the world. She actually stood on Madeira Grande Beach's shoreline in Peniche, Portugal. She tucked her waxed surfboard under her arm, hoisted her belongings, and headed for the competitors' area to check out the scheduled surf heats. Earlier that morning, she'd showered at the Oasis, an inexpensive hotel, and surfed for a short while. She'd encountered a sizable wave and had spent a few seconds underwater. An hour had passed, and she still felt winded. Shake it off. Nothing would stop her, certainly not a little time underwater. She gripped her water bottle, drained the contents, and refilled. Slinging her lucky striped beach towel over her shoulder, she regarded the panoramic view of the sky, tidal channels, and mountains. "I wish you were here to see all this, Ernie." A scream of sorrow slammed into her chest. Her carefree marriage to Ernie had lasted 4 months, and then, a week prior to their first Christmas together, he drowned while surfing.
"A huge wave will pack a big punch," the emergency medical responder had remarked. "Rip currents are drowning machines."
Ernie's death had left her disheartened. To escape a despair that never went away, she turned inward. Never again would she rely on anyone for emotional support. She couldn't bear the pain of loss, of abandonment, of defeat. Sam Larson, an American surfer competing in the men's event, came to stand beside her. Playfully, he snatched her towel and dangled it in front of her.
"Nervous?"
She seized her towel from him. "Absolutely."
"Ready to win?"
"I'm always out to achieve my personal best." Sam nodded toward the voluptuous, sun-kissed brunette woman, effortlessly riding a 12-foot wave.
"I gather from Wilhelmina's gutsy performance, she's aiming to win the preliminary competition, too."
Crystal thoughtfully sipped from her water bottle. "She's an epic surfer."
"You're more proficient. Glad you're able to compete again. How long were you off the circuit?"
3 years. Sam's green-eyed gaze caught hers. The proverbial surfer dude, all bronzed skin and long bleach-blonde hair.
"We missed you."
"Thanks." She swallowed the tightness in her throat and stowed the water bottle in her board bag. Affectionately, she patted her surfboard. "Angel and I are glad to be back."
"Angel?"
"My surfboard's name is Angel. You?"
No. Although one of my buddies named his surfboard Rhino."
Crystal laughed. "I've always had a love affair with the ocean. I hope to generate a sponsorship from one of the swimsuit companies."
"Don't we all?"
Sam smirked. "Actually, lately, I've enjoyed sketching and designing swimsuits."
"Submit your designs. All the women's swimwear companies are represented here."
"Someday. For now, I'm here to surf." Sam's smile was quick.
"Conditions, swell models, and the weather forecast are all textbook."
"Textbook is reassuring. I want to get out of Portugal as soon as possible."
"So, you'll use all your feminine blonde, blue-eyed energy to accept your first-place winnings and leave this impressive climate behind?"
Crystal pulled sunblock from her purse and rubbed it on her nose and cheeks. "After the finals on December 19th, I'll return to Rhode Island."
"The purse is $15,000,
Sam said. "And if I win, I'm building an in-law apartment onto my bungalow so that my dad can live with me. We plan to celebrate Christmas together." She was done with grief and heartache, and finally ready to celebrate the holidays again. She scanned the spectators mobbing the shoreline, pleased to see her cousin Veronica, along with Veronica's husband, Clemente, and their twin 6-year-old boy is waving like mad cuckoo clocks in Crystal's direction.